Oh, Sharon just said it's my phone, not yours. Okay. Her phone's not working. Let's see. So we'll do hers by email. I have a fungal infection on my upper chest, back, and face. So you mean it's coming out? It's coming out? It seems to appear when I got too much sun. Been 8 weeks now on my face, ears, scalp, and inside my mouth. Wow. Trying ivermectin too. I've had it on hand because I have farm animals. I remember you taking Living Strings mold relief internally. Internally or topically, you think that might help? Yeah, but I'm not sure. I remember the Living Streams mold. Remember I took that and I was really strong. Yeah, it's above my pay grade of taking that internally. My dear Chandra, there's just, you know, it's just hard to really, you can't diagnose things coming out of the skin. There's so many variables. But the important thing is, this may help you. The reasons things are coming out, it's not because you have something. And how do you know you have, it's fungus. Too much fungus among us. Do you know that? Or you just believe? Generally, now again, I don't do medical advice, so I'm just making this up. But generally, when things are coming out of the skin, anywhere, mouth, you know, canker sores, herpes, anything, it's because they can't get out the usual pathways, urine and feces. So, I would just start doing everything I can to start pooping and peeing a lot. Lots of water, do a lot of sulfur, it will help you detox. Doodle, come over here, babe. And do whatever it takes to have 3, 4, 5 bowel movements. I mean, all the, just move it through. That's what I would do. Dr. Jennifer Daniels, vitalitycapsules.com. Those are pretty strong babies, and guarantee you start taking those little guys and you're not going to. And it's important that you poop a lot because your body's just trying to get rid of stuff. That's what usually these things are. Now, I don't know. So that's the best I can tell you with what information I have. I don't know about just taking ivermectin just because. I don't know that much about ivermectin, but ivermectin is really an anti-parasite thing. I don't know why you're taking ivermectin, but if it's not doing anything, I wouldn't take it. When we take things to help something, just trust me when I tell you, you should see some improvement, pretty something. You should feel something, see something fairly quickly. If you don't, it's not the right thing. That is your kinesiology. I get emails all the time, people trying, oh, I've been taking this for a couple months. I wouldn't do it. I mean, these herbs and tinctures and all these different things are powerful and they can help you, even though it is all a spiritual thing, but you got to feel something going. I mean, I've tried stuff and I can tell in a couple of days if I was trying to do something purely on the physical. However, there's nothing just on the physical, but you know what I'm saying? You know. Just don't do it. If you don't, You got to feel something going on, otherwise. Why take it? You know what I mean, Jelly Bean? Because if something is changing in your body by using herbs and superfoods and things like that, and you're feeling better, more energetic, you'll feel it. If it's not, and you eat a food and you feel worse, then don't eat that one. Or if you eat superfoods or some things and you feel better, like this fellow with the DMSO, and he's feeling better, so keep doing it. That's the only way I know how to do it. Everything else is just made up, you know? I enjoyed your show with Jim Gale, becoming self-sufficient with a food forest. And Jim mentioned Dennis Waitley. Yeah, he did. Here's a link below. I followed him in the 70s and 80s. I do not know if he's still alive or still sells his tapes. If not, there are many excellent modern speakers who have updated the method of teaching, but it is the basics of pretty much the same. Yeah, I don't know what Waitley's work is, but Gale seemed to like it a lot. A lot of ideas, a lot of ways up the mountains. Oh, the psychology of winning. Oh, here's a Deborah Waitley. Maybe she's related to. She's president of the Waitley Global Enterprise. Oh, we should get her on. I kind of shy away from a lot of this mental stuff, psychology, this and all that, only because I like to do things. But, you know, I just don't like to make things too complicated. In my world, what I do is just you think and you feel and you act. I think I want to write a screenplay, and I act and I write a screenplay. And I'd like to learn more, make it better. And information comes in. I realize I don't know everything. I'll never know anything about writing a screenplay. Information comes in, and then I change it and make. And you just do it. I wouldn't get all caught up in your psychology and changing the mind and all that stuff. To me, in my own personal opinion, that's all black hole stuff. And then you need. Because when you're in the mental world, it just never ends. It's always something. You know what I'm saying? It's always something. Something will come up. Well, what about this? What about that? What you can, and then you're just in the mental realm. Which is why we talk about on Fridays and other times. We use the mind, we're part of the mind, we do think, but we are soul, and we win when we operate from a soul perspective. If you want to do something, just do it. Yeah, but Patrick, it's not hard, and I mean, okay. Well, if you're in that world, you know, then you're just not, you're in there. If you believe all the nonsense that comes through, I can't do this, or I won't do this, and I don't know if I know how to do it. Just do it. sit down and start doing it. Make a plan. Get a list together. How am I going to do this? I want to learn how to be, I don't know.
Doodle, come here.
She's got a little, come here,
girl. Come on.
She's got a little itching thing going on and,
come here, girl. Stay by me.
And it's hard because I know she itches, but it's, come here, girl. Come over here. Let me, you stay by me. You'll be fine. You know, it's really interesting. We had, as you know, the coldest winter ever, probably in the history of Texas last year. And then people always conjecture, well, we're going to have less bugs and fleas, right? This year, because the freeze killed them all. Well, it was just the exactly opposite. This first year, we've had some issues with fleas, and her, you know, she's rocking and rolling because of her diet and her lifestyle and her hanging out with me. Together, we're a good team. But she's had some real challenges with fleas this year. But
we got some special soap, right, baby?
And we're working on it. And there's not that many. I think she just kind of got allergic to them. But your skin's looking better. We just did the soap yesterday. You're doing good, sweetie. I know it's hard. It's hard not to scratch, right? When you itch. And then she was biting this little spot on her back. It was like really sore. Boy, it's hard when you see your kids biting themselves, right?
All right.
If I just keep petting her, she won't bite her back. You know, we have these little flea traps. They're pretty cool. They're just lights. They're pretty interesting. And they got this sticky paper. And you just put them out. The fleas fly in there. Fleas fly in there, and it just sticks them. What a way to go, right? And there's not that many. I mean, it's just, and I got three or four of them around the house, and there's just not that many of them. So it's not like she's infested with fleas, but evidently somehow early on, they kind of got a little grip on her. You're doing good, sweetie. Why don't you just lay down? And so we're working with it. Kids. That's a good girl. You're a good girl. Is Amazon about to start? Start accepting crypto? Ooh. Story just out this morning. For the first time ever, Amazon has shown itself to be interested in crypto with a new major hire within its payments focused team. Oh yeah, I think it's just a matter of time. We ran a pretty cool video and we're going to run it again this weekend. It was Dorsey, I think he's a Twitter dude, and Elon Musk, and a couple other people about cryptos. But I thought it was pretty good, even though Dorsey's globalist. They're all globalists, but hey, Elon. But so it was interesting information, I think, about cryptos. We are live here this morning, July 23rd, 2021. Our phone line is open if you care to use it. 888 563-6386. Jennifer Daniels, next week. Dr. Barnard about hormones and food. Dr. Jane Ruby. Richard Mayberry. Boy, now it starts. LA restaurants. Wow. Man. Do you believe it? LA restaurants voluntarily closing over COVID-19 breakthrough cases, including fully vaccinated staff. Restaurants in Los Angeles are voluntarily closing due to a surge of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations, while at the same time struggling to find enough staff to meet the demand. So people fully vaccinated are sick because they got vaccinated. Remember, these PCR tests do not say anything reasonably accurate, not even close to accurate, of any kind of virus. They just don't. 90% of the world still thinks they do, and this is what they get. They're in some mirage. They're in some make-believe world, a dream world. PCR tests are fraudulent. They just don't work. They're totally, absolutely worthless. So these people are not hospitalized because some kind of new case of anything. They're hospitalized because they're fearful and they took the vax and they're getting the flu, they're having a detox, or they're getting sick because they don't know why they're getting sick, or they're on too many meds. A million different reasons why people get sick. It's not because they have some virus. Just ain't so. As my friend Mark Twain used to say, it's not what we know that ain't so. No, it's not what we don't know that's a problem. It's what we know that just ain't so. We like to follow the money world, as you know, here on One Radio Network, and I don't think there's any doubt that this United States is in for a whole bunch of inflation. I just don't think there's any way around it, which means there's going to be prices going up on a lot of stuff coming soon to a theater near you. And then so, you know, work with that however, whichever way you think is the best way to do it. If you want to buy something, might as well get it now, as the price will probably go up in this fall. A lot of food prices are going up. I know beef and bacon prices, I've seen, they're going up. You know, much like the health thing, a lot of reasons for it, no simple reason for it, but they're creating a lot more money through all the socialist agendas, you know, the Green New Deal and infrastructure and giving people money and God knows what they're doing. So they're creating a lot more money, dumping it out there. It's going into the markets. It gets out there into the world, and then the slowdown in the supply chain. So prices are going up because of that, and it doesn't look like they're going to let go of that idea anytime soon. So What can I say? Could be kind of fun this fall. We could be up to 'Israel.' Have you seen some of the stuff going on in Israel with this whole COVID phenomenon? Unbelievable. Now remember, this is all because of some make-believe thing. Here's a story. Over the past month, Israel, the world's most heavily vaccinated country, with leading mRNA jabs, no less, has seen the number of positive COVID tests, which doesn't mean anything, has risen by more than 30 times as the number of active infections in the country has surpassed 10,000. Israel now says the Pfizer vaccine is down to only 40% protection against COVID. Israel, one of the most globalist, Illuminati, fascist countries in the world, want their people to take more vaccines. The most heavily vaccinated country in the world is now saying effective only 39% of the Delta variant. How do they know that? They just make this stuff up. So they're going to want people to get more and more. It's madness what's going on over there. What flea traps do you use? Oh, I'll send it to you, Stephen. Actually, I could show you a picture. Next commercial, I'll run downstairs. And I'll grab the pig ears, too, and I'll show you both the flea. That'll be exciting. We'll have a show and tell of flea traps and pig ears. Pretty cool. And what's cool about these flea traps is you can tell you had a really good idea how much you got going on in the house. And we have wood floors too. You know, the carpets are tough bar with fleas. But you can do, they've got some non-toxic pest control companies that'll do a whole baking soda thing. And they can come in and do your whole house. I did it years ago when I had carpet at a home I lived, 30 years ago. And it'll just really croak those bad boys. So here we are talking about not killing anything. But when you have something biting you, like a jab or a mosquito, or flies, kill them. That's right. You see, when something is in there and they come into your aura, into your body, and they want to bite you, well, then just get rid of them. Yeah, because they're little parasites that'll cling onto your dog and they suck blood. And they're tough. They can be. All right, this is OneRadioNetwork.com, 23 July, 2021. Wow. I really enjoy your broadcast. I heard a past show, shared it with my husband, listening to Ray Pete. It was very enlightening. I suffer from debilitating IBS. And so his words were very encouraging to me. You know, if he does private consult. No, he doesn't. He does not. Does not. But pretty much, we believe that, kind of know, that IBS is very much a spiritual, mental, emotional thing. So I would work with somebody. You can work with Amanda Vollmer, Melissa Sell. You can see their contact info on our website. Dr. Richard Massey could work with you. And Adam Bergstrom. Try to figure out who's the matter with you, what kind of traumas you got going on, and get rid of that bad boy, and your IBS will really, it'll clear up. Because I found out when I had this great colon reset, which is just tension down there, that's what it is, Crohn's and all this stuff is just tension in the body. You know, one thing that I've been seeing the last few months, looking clearly as I can at how the body works, and I this is not magic how I do it. I just simply, I don't know, I just figured out how to do it through my spiritual work of in contemplation and meditation, and in the dream world, I can see it all. You can see how an image, how it's in your body, you can see how it's a little bit darker, you can see everything, you can see exactly how it works. It's just not that complicated to me. I don't know how I've been graced to be able to see it, but you can too if I can do it. I'm not the sharpest tool in the shed, if I can say it. And I just figured out how to do it. Now I do it through my work with Eckankar, and that's because I have a teacher who advises me, but I'm not an official spokesman for Eckankar because I'm just not. So I'm not speaking for them, but if you'd like to learn more about how to find a real teacher that can help you on the inner planes, you can go to Eckankar.org, and get a couple books, sign up, a few bucks a year, and you get some monthly discourses and start studying and learn the truer soul. And I still do it. That's how I do it. That's really taken me to where I am today. And, how would you like to have a teacher that you actually see, talk to on the inner planes, and can also know that he, she, or it is with you every moment of your life, because it's just a state of consciousness. It is divine spirit that we're working with. Not some personality, not some person, but really working with spirit directly. I have no doubt that there's a lot of ways up the mountain, but I believe that the path of Eckankar is the most efficient, effective way to go. Not seeing anything close to it this lifetime. Because it's just a study of what is. It's not a religion or a path that tells you can't do this, you can't do that, you got to believe this, blah, none of that. It just teaches us how to become more aware that we are soul and what is, and then we have a teacher in the form of spirit, which is the Holy Spirit, which is chi, which everybody has access to. You have it right now. You just have some tools when you commit to becoming like a student. Say, yeah, I'd like to study. And when you do that, well, then you have a little upper hand with mojo because you've accepted it in. But you don't need this. It's helpful. You can do things on your own, just depends. You're still on your own. It just depends on how motivated you are and how much you really want to become self-realized and God-realized this lifetime. It's up to you. But I don't know about you, I use all the tools I can. Like a spiritual master that I communicate with all the time, which is Divine Spirit, in the form of a master. That's a step up with any path that I know. Our phone number is 888-663-6386. Email Patrick at oneradionetwork.com. Last day for the 15% deal on Elk Velvet Antler, the 23rd. That's today. And use promo code FIT15. Midnight tonight. Oh, Jennifer Daniels here on Monday. More emails. Okay. Here we go. Why does titers of HIV mean... What does titers of HIV mean if there's no such thing as HIV titers, virus? Well, we have immunity to everything. So you could do a titer for everything. And we just have immunity to anything. So I guess if you plug in some kind of a, I don't know exactly, that's a Kaufman question. It's a good question. Well, these things exist. Some of these things, like rabies. It exists, but you can't just catch rabies through the air just because you're a dog. You'd have to get actually bitten by a rabbit, something that has this, but it's more of a poison, like snake, than it is a virus. I think it's been mistakenly called a virus because they want to give a vaccine for it. It's more of a poison, just like snake venom, rabies is. But you can't catch it through the air. Hey, dude. But you can do titers for your dog to see if they still have some kind of juice for this molecule called rabies. Most of them do for a lifetime. Come here, girl. Come over here. You want to be on camera? There she is. There you are, Doodle. I see you. Where's Doodle? Can I span out a little bit? Whoops. Oh, there she is. Doodle. 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 It's like a good day to be going in the creek, right? Yeah. I think it's about 90 already. Yeah, baby. Well, see what else we got. Don't you think it's interesting that virtually everything that we've been taught to believe to be true this lifetime is not true? Yeah, I'm with the government. I'm here to help. Taxes are constitutional. You own your own home. I don't know. You catch a virus if you go out. You catch a cold. You need a vaccine to protect from this. Doctors know what they're talking about. United States is the good guys. Everybody else are the bad guys. I don't know. What other lies are out there? Don't you think that's interesting? Oh yeah, you have to die. I mean, most of us will, because we're not going to go through the to stay for a long time, but you don't have to if you don't want to. I'm going to probably just get tired someday and leave. Hello, good morning.
Hi, good morning. Mark in Massachusetts.
Mark in Massachusetts. Is it still Taxachusetts? Are they taxing you guys like crazy?
Well, my mortgage went up by $50 this year.
Well, that's not bad, though. Property taxes, right? Property taxes.
Yeah. Yep.
Not too bad. How you doing, kid?
No. Good. I'm considering starting a YouTube channel for my gardening stuff.
Oh, that'd be great. You're a good gardener?
Yeah.
You're a good gardener?
Yeah, I love doing it.
Do you?
I just started it. Well, not just started, but this week I had a salad for lunch that was completely from my garden, which was nice.
Awesome, huh? What kind of stuff are you having in the ground coming up?
Right now, I'm still waiting for tomatoes to turn green, but I've got kale and collards, and I put some daylilies in there, and I have these perennial onions, Egyptian walking onions.
Mm.
They're pretty good. And, just throw those all together in a salad. Boost out of it.
You must be north if you're just still, I haven't even had tomatoes yet. We've been getting tomatoes here for months.
Yeah, my tomatoes are kind of slow. I'm in kind of a new spot. I bought a house last year, so still working on getting the soil where I want it to be.
Yeah. What do you use for compost? What do you use?
I make my own. Mm-hmm. But I do the whole Paul Gauchy thing with
you do?
Layering the wood chips and the, you know, other types of organic materials on the soil.
That's great.
You just let the soil kind of work away at it and kind of, you know, do its own thing.
Yeah, yeah.
The natural way.
Now, are you going to do anything this winter with a greenhouse, or just kind of call it a day when it gets cold?
No, I built a frame out of 2x8s,
mm-hmm.
and then I bent some half-inch conduit over it. And then I draped some clear plastic over that.
Cool.
Make a miniature greenhouse out of it.
Cool. That's great.
Yep.
Good for you.
I had 1 year I did that, and I grew the best spinach I've ever had in my life.
Is that right?
It was so good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was so good.
Wow.
But, I was curious if you were ever thinking about, kind of expanding your videos to, like, kind of show us how I'd love to see your setup there with the straw bale house and see how everything looks, you know?
Yeah, you know, I'm probably just not that clever. I should, since I'm writing a screenplay, I should learn how to make a movie, right? I should probably do that.
Yeah.
That's probably a good idea.
Yeah, I'd love to see, like, videos of, taking the dog down to the creek and all that stuff like you talk about.
Oh, well, I think I have a camera that actually does video. You know, it's terrible. I am such a Luddite, Mark, with this stuff, you know? I think that's why I'm going to be a producer and not a director, because I just, I'm lucky I mean, I've got a little phone here that I just use to text a few people, like my geek. But that's all. I don't even know how to. I just figured out how to get voicemail, and nobody leaves me any. I mean, that's the only reason I have it, you know, because if I have a problem with the internet, right, I can. But I'm just such a Luddite with all of this stuff. I've always have been. Isn't that weird? I don't know.
Oh, you don't have any, like, 12-year-old kids that could show you how to use your phone?
No, I don't have any children yet, yeah. You know, like I said, I was talking about it the other day. I have nieces and nephews who are, like, 5, you know, or 6. You should see them.
Yeah.
I mean, here, you give them the phone or something. Yeah, how do you do this? My brother does. It's just hilarious. They know how to do it.
Oh, yeah. Before you know it, they'll have, like, 12 games on the thing. They'll be playing on it.
I know. Somebody, people tell me at the farmer's market, like, they'll say, you know, I'll say, I don't know. You want to have a contact or something? Here, well, put me in your phone. I would know more than, first of all, I don't carry it. Secondly, I wouldn't know how to do it if I did. So I said, here, no, just write your name down on a piece of paper. God, help me.
No, it's funny. You might like this. I called up to a local talk radio show, and they had this guy. They got this guy on there who's pretty good. Mm-hmm. He gives like financial advice, and I asked. You know, they bring up all topics, and I blown up the vaccine and the virus. And
oh my god!
I'm like, you know.
Oh my god!
I'm like, we've got. I checked Google recently, and I checked the number of COVID deaths in Connecticut, Massachusetts, and Rhode Island. And I was like, you know, they all showed zero deaths on average for the past week.
Yeah.
You know, and they had just reported on the news that 98% of COVID deaths are from the Delta variant. And I said, what's 90%? I was like, what's 98% of zero? And he got all stumbled up. He's like, well, I think we're pretty good in our area, but other areas of the country are
yeah. They don't know what to say. Yeah, they don't know what to say.
You know, and at the end of it, I was like, you know, this just goes back to all of the rest of it. You know, I used to be labeled as the conspiracy theorist and at work, but like more and more people just are just saying stuff to me, and I just have to nod and shake my head and agree with them because it's all true and we're. You know, this is all just propaganda, and
it's just a dream, isn't it? Fascinating. Wow.
It's like the little kid's nursery rhyme. You know,
which one is that?
Row, row, row your boat gently down the stream.
Yep.
Merrily, 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 merrily.
Life is but a dream. I get a kick every now and then. Cowan will say that to somebody. He's got these sessions where people call in. And after a while, you know, he's so tired of talking about it. And, you know, people, and he'll say, it's just like Alice in Wonderland, you know, it's just a dream. It's just not true what they're telling. Just not true.
Yeah. I don't know if you ever seen the movie Donnie Darko.
Years ago.
Yeah, I recently watched it again, you know.
It's a trip, isn't it? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, he just, you know, it's kind of sad at the end, you know, but like.
Hello? Man, I can't believe I lost him. Hello? What happened to that? He'll call back. I don't know. He'll call back. Hey, what about having a friend video you going down to the creek with Doodle? Are you making pine needle tea? We love you very much. A film of you once in a while would be wonderful. Oh. Mark, call back. I want to talk to you. I don't know what happened. He just cut off. Call back, Mark. Mark. Earth to Mark. See, we're talking about. See what happened when I said I was a Luddite? that are created there. Got to be careful what you say. Yeah, I'd love to show you how Doodle just goes in head first in the water after the ball, just like, and also what she's doing now, which is just a trip, and which shows you how wonderful nature is. We have a dog next door. He's 200 or 300 yards down the road, and his name is Charlie Brown, and he's a trip. Charlie is some kind of retriever, and his dad takes him out hunting for ducks, and Charlie will, you know, go get the duck and bring the duck back when they shoot ducks once a year during duck season. And so Charlie has learned how, if the duck is sinking or something, to go down and grab the duck. I don't know why it would sink, but I mean, he just learned how to do that and hold his breath. Well, Doodle never did that at all. But I would, you know, I'd take Charlie over to the swimming hole at his place, and I'll throw sticks in for Charlie and Doodle. And if a stick would sink, Charlie Brown would dip his head under the water to grab it, because that's how intent they both are to get whatever I throw out there. They want it. That's all they want to do, is get that. And so after what? So now Doodle knows how to go under the water, hold her breath. She never did that before. So it truly is a 100th monkey idea that she just learned how to do it. So now we'll go down the end of the property where there's creeks flowing, and she likes to just go in there and stand there while I sit there and talk to God. And she'll go down and start kicking around little rocks at the bottom of the creek bed, which is maybe this high, you know. So she'll kick around for some rocks. She'll find one that she wants. I didn't throw it in or anything, but she'll just, and then she'll put her head in the water, under the water, and try to grab the rock in her mouth, come out, show me that she's got the rock, and then come out of the water to bring it to me. Here, Dad, here's the rock. And so she just learned how to hold her breath when she was doing it. Isn't that cool? Amazing. And she learned from Charlie Brown. He's just a great dog. Every time I go over there, man, he comes up to me and just loves me and thanks for bringing her over. I love you. And just wonderful dog. Somebody wrote about dogs here. Somebody wants to know how you dextrinize tomatoes. Adam knows. Adam will tell you. Where is... I had... dogs. Who wrote about dogs? I gotta get the flea traps and the pig ears before we go. I just have so many emails and it's just hard for me to find them when I want. Anyway. Oh, it would have been a great one. I'll see if I can find it. This is OneRadioNetwork.com. I don't know what happened. Mark, where are you still there, Mark? We were talking to Mark and he just got cut off, but Have you seen any good movies lately? Let's see, what have I seen that's really worth watching? Well, there's a great show. It's on Netflix. It's called Startup. Very good. Very good. Startup, if you like to watch kind of good acting, good story. Yeah. Startup. How do we explain the fact that no one seems to be getting chicken pox or mumps anymore? Well, that's because the kids are all vaxxed up and then they don't get them. I guess. I don't know. You're supposed to get them. That's the problem. It's good for you. Adam says that California is getting more and more like France in their vaccine drive. Phew. Pressure is being put on landlords to evict. Wow. The unvaccinated? Really? And the homeless are being forcibly held down and vaccinated. Oh, that's terrible. Man, California's bonkers, man. Adam says that allegedly the U.S. is now infected by 5 COVIDs. The original plus the Alpha, Beta, Gamma, and Delta. Delta sounds scarier, so that's better to scare the bejabbers out of the sheep butts. Yeah, it's just... the sheep butts. Let me go grab the flea trap. I'll do one commercial here. Hey, by the way, it's going to be getting cool here. Like in a month or so, we're gonna be talking about, right? We're gonna be talking about saunas more. Get yourself one now. Beat the rush. We have a great one. $1,195. Boom. Tax title license delivered. Lower 48. I was in mine this morning, about 2 o'clock this morning. I like to do spiritual exercises in there. You jump in a cold shower. Phew. Forget about it. Let me go get those two things, pig ears and flea traps, coming up. Recently, we talked with Dr. David Minkoff, MD, about his patients and toxins.
We test them for environmental toxins, and we look at their teeth, and we look at their diet, and we do a look at their gut, and they're loaded. It is a radical 360 assault on our bodies, what we're living in today in terms of our environment. It's remarkable what you find on people, like how much stuff they've accumulated. You know, they need to get in the sauna 3 or 4 times a week, and they need to filter. The water systems in the United States are full of environmental toxins.
I know when we talked to Dr. Rawi, he was a big fan of these far infrared saunas and getting the sweat out, and he used to test the sweat and everything. Do you do that, a far infrared, and then what kind of saunas do you do?
I have them there's some pretty economical, really good portable saunas that people can get. And I think it's like mandatory if you're living on planet Earth now, you better get in a sauna 3 times a week for half an hour and really sweat, because no matter how careful you are, you're getting full of stuff that you don't want in your body that are toxic and carcinogenic.
Yes, we've been promoting and using for years, 10 years now, the Relax Far Infrared Sauna. It's a portable, about 1,000. They're really nice units, boy. They get hot, and boy, you sweat, and it's great.
Great unit.
Yeah. Oh, great unit. We knew that. Thank you, Dr. Minkoff. Yeah, lower 48, $1,195. That's the best price you're going to get anywhere. That's a price that we can only do orally here. Can't put it in print, but if you want one, and you're going to love it. Just trust me. Get yourself one and email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. Just tell me where you live, and I'll give you the price. But just so you know, if you're in lower 48, delivered 1,195, and then we'll ship them anywhere else in Canada. Okay, so two things here before we go. This is the flea trap thing. It's a contraption I bought, I think, years ago on Amazon. And you see there's this little light thing here. You plug it in, and then this little thing has got underneath. Yeah, you'll see here, this has been out for about 2 months, and this is only, this is, these are the only fleas that are in there. Very, very few. I mean, if you, so this is a good way to tell how many, you know, like I say, it's, this one's been up in my, outside my bedroom for like 2 months, so not a whole lot. Well, there's a few, and that's why she's scratching. So anyway, yeah, and then you just put this paper under there, and so it's pretty cool. So there's no toxins, and so not only will this gauge give you a gauge on what you've got going on, if I can put it back on right, in your house, but then it also is gathering them too, rather than jumping on your dog. This is really old, and but it works, you know. Put a little bulb in there. See it? That's it. So that's that. Just pulled my earplug out, but I can deal with that. Let me put it back in here.
Hello.
Hello. Hello. Got a cumbersome thing here. I'm always getting tangled up with that. I wish I didn't even need it. But better than wearing those gloppy ones, right? So pig ears. Check this out. I don't know if you're going to be able to tell much. This is 4 pig ears. It cost me $8, $2 for each pig ear. You should see the size of these suckers. See them? That's one ear, like, frozen. I'm not too sure what I'm going to do with this thing. So I'm going to talk to Dr. Daniels today and get her. So I think I'm just going to cook them up in a crock pot with some garlic and onions and stuff like that. She said that's the best form of collagen. I don't know if I can stand to get much cuter, though. Do you think? Just kidding. So I don't know. So this is it. And this is from pigs with no drugs. And so I'm very fortunate to be able to get these guys. I don't know how they taste. But set it over here. So fun to do show and tell, isn't it? Oh, pig ears. Yeah, baby, 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 baby. Okay, a little bit, a few more silly things here, then we'll go. Oh, yeah, dexterizing tomatoes. Adam says you put raw tomatoes in the oven for 30 minutes. Raw? Oh, for 30 minutes. Really? To pro-dextrinize them, it brings out the sweetness to a greater or lesser degree depending on the variety of tomato. So yeah, I've got one of those little stove, whatever called, you know, toaster things that I like to use rather than light the oven. It's pretty cool. You can really do a nice job with fish at 450 and just put it in there under. Really comes out nicely. Anyway, because my oven is having a bad hair day, my regular gas oven. And so I could do that. You could just put, set it at 200 and put those little maters in there. Just 30 minutes at 200. and that dextrinizes tomatoes. There you go. I guess Mark fell in his garden. Or maybe you can't get in anymore. Let me check it. Weird, huh? I'll check it quick, like, because if you can't get in, I'll reboot it. No? It works. So, something probably happened to his phone. Let's look at some news headlines before we go, see if there's anything worth talking about. Unless you got something else. Something else. Boy, yeah, more information on. They're really, Doug and Mel are really building a case to prepare people for rising prices. See a lot of stories. I'm seeing another story right now. Predictions for CPI, which is the Consumer Price Index. And boy, it's going to go up. So, whatever you think you need to do to protect yourself from that. Number one inflationary hedge is gold. Gold. If you'd like to get some gold coins, talk to my friend Fred at U.S. Coin Capital. These are nice because you can, spend $1,000 and get something really cool. Like a St. Gaudens, 1925 St. Gaudens or something. Hide that puppy, and if gold doubles or so, your price of your coin could actually triple because of the numismatic value as well as the gold value. It's a great way to hedge against inflation are gold and silver coins. My favorite person is Fred Dashevsky, U.S. Coin Capital, 800 878-2646. You go to his website, check him out, U.S. Coin Capital, like in capital of the United States, 800-878-2646. I think 878-2646 is hot coin, in case you forget it. I think it's on the left. I hate it when people do that because you got to figure out what the numerical thing is. But it's 800-878-2646. Hot coin. So, we know it's coming. And all, so many different sites, globalist sites, alternative sites, all of them are talking about it. So you know it's coming. And this could be, another one of their ploys to get people to take more money. So, and that'll just create more inflation, but they won't tell you that, but they'll get people, prices are going up, we need to send everybody $300 or whatever they're going to do, $600. I mean, I'll take their stupid money, but it's not their money, it's not even money, it's just... Another story. Inflation. Boy, they're not fooling around. They are not fooling around. When you see it on this many places, you know what they got in mind, baby. One of my favorite storage foods is sardines. Get the ones with little bones in them. They got some that are caught in Poland in this lake. Pretty cool. Right in the middle, so no pollution. And the shelf life, what I like about their shelf life is like, what, 4 or 5 years? Lots of them. And you get them in spring water. Or you can get some in olive oil. And if you were just eating, you could live off of sardines, for goodness sake, if you had a little bit of fish, the bones, the calcium, a little bit of olive oil. I go for a long time. So they captured some QAnon shaman, they called him. They said he's a schizophrenic. They're going to throw him in jail. You know, these people, they don't quit, man. Just going through some articles here. Anything worth mentioning before we go? The Olympics is a total disaster. Tokyo. That ain't happening. Just ruined the whole thing. It's a great story. You can talk about fake news. Check this story out. German TV news reporter suspended after video shows her smearing herself with mud in a flood-hit town before the broadcast. That's good. Oh, yeah, yeah. So she smears herself with mud, so she goes on camera. Do you think they'll shut down the internet? Thanks for the show. Oh, I don't know. I don't, well, if they do, we're just going to be growing some food, dude, and dudettes. You know, it's difficult to imagine. I mean, they could, of course, do anything with HARP and, you know, false flag hacking, do anything. They got the NSA, are you kidding? They could shut it down in a heartbeat if they wanted to. But it's difficult to imagine. I don't know. Then the whole thing would just be tumbleweeds into the sweetest. Can you imagine? Could you imagine? I wonder what would happen. It's a great movie, really. I actually have thought about it. So the whole internet goes down, just boom. The whole thing closes, nothing would happen. No cell phone towers, no cell phones. You couldn't buy anything in the store. It all runs through Wi-Fi and the pay systems through the internet. The whole thing would just be, you know, back to 1900. No internet. Probably, I don't know. I'm sure the internet is connected with the grids and running the... I mean, they could close the whole thing down, shut off the internet. It would just be every man for themselves. Adam says he cuts the tomatoes 4 to 6 pieces for more thorough exposure to the heat. Yeah, it's funny because years ago I thought about a screenplay. I don't know if anybody's ever done it. I'll do it someday. Just do a movie about the internet goes down. Boom. See what happens. I'm going to do that one. See? You're already using your imagination to see what happened, right? It's going to be a great movie. Well, I guess we'll go now. Hope I didn't overstay my welcome with you. Okay. Regina says, you had an article or video about Louis Pasteur and the question surrounding pasteurization of milk, given that the dairy was trying to stop it. Yeah, boy, I don't know about that one. It's been so long ago. But just know that pasteurization is a scam. What good would it be to have gold if nobody has any money and who's going to buy it? Yeah, I mean, that comes up a lot, but just trust me when I say it will be the only real money if things got really bonkers. And then people will trade, and people will, you know, maybe make two house payments with it. Who knows? But there's always going to be dollar sloshing around. Because what they'll do is, you know, they'll just keep creating more dollars. But just so you know, there's just no doubt, for what it's worth, in my experience with this, that there is coming soon a Fed coin. This will be a crypto coin from the Federal Reserve Bank of New York, the private bankers. They'll say it's from the Treasury, but it really is coming from the Fed, and well, let me say this: Treasury may issue the Fed coin, and it may go through Treasury, but the dollars will be created at the Federal Reserve. So they'll find a way how the bankers make money on the deal. Trust me, because they're running the show. You know what I mean? So yeah, we've lost control. This country long ago with the central banking system. But anyway, so they're gonna come out with a Fed coin, and you're gonna have to have a phone to get it. And then, you know, the phone's got these little things you can scan. I don't even know how to use them, but, and everything's gonna be bought from that. So you have the little code on your phone, and then you just put it over. They do it now. But now it's going to be everywhere. This is how you'll pay for things. You won't have any cash. They'll all be cryptos. Well, they'll just be digital dollars that they'll call cryptos. And that's how everything will be bought and paid for. They do it now. I mean, that's all they use in Japan, China, pretty much. Not as much here. But I know they do it now. I mean, you can get that thing on your phone and scan it at like UPS. And every now and then I return something on Amazon, and they send me the thing to put on my phone, but I don't know how to do it, so I just print it out. So that's where it's going. And then see, the idea is then they, Doug and Mel, are going to be able to give you as many cryptos as they want, depending on if you've been behaving. Right? Oh, yeah. Have you been good? Have you been good? No. Have you been getting kicked off of Facebook? Well, then you don't get as many. Have you been talking trash about the government? Oh, you don't get as many. How's your credit score? You don't get as many. Have you been vaxxed? You get more. Have more. Call me crazy. All right. I'll see you, kids. No wonder so many people just want to go out in the woods and have a few babies and grow some food and call it a day, right?
an option. All right, love you all very much. Thank you. And but regardless of all this, it doesn't mean anything. Just keep talking to Big G and asking Spirit to show you the way. Listen, I heard this crazy guy on talk show. Is that really? Is that possible? Well, I don't know. He's probably crazy, so I'm not going to really believe anything he's saying. But if he's, you know, if he's close here to inflation and whatever and, but, you know, all this stuff, what can I do to not only thrive, but surthrive? In other words, not only just survive, but surthrive using Daniel. Yeah, not only that, I want to thrive, baby. I don't want to just survive. What's up with that? Which is Daniel's company, Surthrival. It's a great word. Just start asking Spirit, who is your guru, right? Your teacher for now. It's a good one. The best. Can't get any better. Top of the line. Top of the food chain. Divine Spirit knows everything. Knows all things, knows all people, is in everything, is in birds and bees and bumblebees and your dog and your cat. Is the essence of everything. And it's made up of everything that we know to be better than Ben and Jerry's, which is love and peace and compassion and beauty and balance and abundance. And that's what it's made of. And so the more we let it into our life and talk to it and ask it for advice and guidance, the more it will give us more peace, love, and hippie beads. And people ask all the time, well, how do I contact Spirit that you talk about? And it's very easy. A couple of the reasons why it's easy is because you are it. You are Spirit. In a sense, you're part of it, the whole, while part of it. It's already there, so you don't have to go anywhere. So it's right there, here, who you are, Spirit. And the real key, this is a real secret, don't tell anybody, is just believe. Even if you're total agnostic, you said, this guy's crazy, man, I don't believe, I'm going to die, and that's going to just fade to black, that's it. But if you're beginning to think about, well, maybe that's not the case, you know, maybe there is. Believe that it exists. Believe that Spirit. Just believe it. Fake it till you make it. And just say, show me the way. You know, don't do weird things like, well, if you really exist, I want a pony and I want it now. You know, that's not fair. Then you're just being selfish. Right? I want a pony and I want a red pony and I want it now. You know? No. Don't do that. It doesn't work. Another real fun secret, it's really a secret, when we ask for things, healing, guidance, a pony, it's a good idea to also ask Spirit to give everyone else who wants a pony our healing, our guidance, our love. Help them too. It's a beautiful thing. So that's another little secret about prayer. Also, another one is come up with things that you really want, information or whatever, that will really help everyone else and not just you. That's another idea of an ethical request rather than a selfish request. Make sense? Because as we're taking care of ourselves and we're taking care of the whole, we're taking care of everybody. Now, I'm not talking about saving the whales and saving the snails and all that. That's a whole other idea. Nothing wrong with saving the whales and the sharks, but this is a more ethical, universal kind of idea of helping other souls when they ask for it. To be there and be square and be ready when they ask for help. And oftentimes it's just listening to them, you know, just listening and understanding their plight, understanding what they're going through. That's huge. That's what people really want, is to have somebody hear them. You know, you could do that every day the rest of your life and you would be like unbelievable, totally excellent co-worker with God. And when you leave this body, you're going to have some fun. You're going to have fun anyway, but you have more fun. Okay. Dr. Jennifer Daniels next week, Jane Ruby, Richard Mayberry, Dr. Christian, what's his name? We have a Dr. Bernard, something like that. All about hormones and food and stuff. Oh, also, so a couple things. I'm never going to get out of here. I just blah, 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 blah. If you have particular guests, people that you come across you'd like us to talk to, email me, patrick@oneradionetwork.com. And by the way, if you have any way of knowing how to contact some of these people, other than just their name, that would be helpful. Would help me go through these and find people. But you don't have to, but oftentimes I'll just duck home and find them. But a lot of these people are very challenging to reach. I've got so many people I want to talk to, I just can't find them. Yeah, I know, this is hilarious. From Adam, this is true. This is really true. You're not going to believe this. The great reset people, you know, the Klaus Schwab crowd, World Economic Forum, Agenda 21, the UN, you know, the globalists that are controlling the Biden administration and all the cities, the libtard cities in the country, they're controlling them all. Anyway, they're now going to change the name. I'm serious. I'm totally gluten-free cereal. And it falls right into this idea of our show, Kill, Kill, Kill. Everybody wants to kill everything. They want to kill the word shark attacked. And now they're going to call them shark encounters. I am cereal. Oh my goodness. Yeah, we're getting birthing persons. You can't be a birthing woman or... What are they doing something with the idea of breastfeeding so it's just not women, that men can do it too? I'm serious. Yeah, you know, you can't make this stuff up. Whatever these people are smoking, I want them to send me some because I want to try. No, I don't. I don't do it. But oh my God. Like, you know, yeah. Oh yeah, they're actually teaching the kids in some schools that women, that guys can get pregnant. Oh yeah, I mean, you don't have, oh yeah, I'm sorry. I've seen pictures with guys with tummies. I just don't get it. How, whew, man. It's a trip, isn't it? I mean, I just don't get it. How so many people could be going along with this thing, all this stuff. I mean, I don't want to be critical of them, but there's
programmed. I was going to say stupid. Oh, I tell you. It's a trip. Isn't it? Birthing persons or... Oh yeah, the Gov, the one we love, man. They're all into this whole... gender pronoun thing with... Yeah, they're changing all the bills and the laws and stuff and he, she, it, they, whatever, questioning, I don't know. These people are crazy. They're just lunatics. They're boys and there's girls, okay? If you're unsure, just look down. Oh, chest milk. Yeah, that's it. Chest milk from your birth person. I'm serious. Come on. You can get chest milk from your birth person. Not breast milk from your mom. No. No. So where's this all coming from? What is this all about? Believe me, it's not just a bunch of liberal hippies that want to make everybody happy that they think it is. No. This is about a bunch of globalist, lunatic psychopaths who want to lower the population because they think there's too many people. Oh, yeah. And they want to do that in many ways. Oh, there's so many ways. We got lots of ways. No problem. We can give you statins to lower your testosterone so you can't make a baby because Mr. Happy will be sad. We've got glyphosates, which screws up everything. We've got lots of soy, which will make your testosterone levels go down. Again, Mr. Happy's sad. Just a few of the ways. And then we can tell boys that are girls and girls can be boys. And so you don't have to have a baby because, and you don't, I don't know. I think they want it so nobody actually gets married and has children because nobody knows who they are. Are you a boy or a girl? I'm not sure. Let me know. Talk to me tomorrow, but let's get married because we can play video games, you know, we'll be fine. Where are we going to live? Well, we can live in my mom's basement. That'll be great. Oh, we can go to any bathroom we want. What's not to like? Oh, my God, help me. God bless America. So, this is all run by the Looney Tunes. The lunatics, who are probably lizards and are controlling all the media, all of it, Google, Facebook, Twitter, all of them. And they just think there's too many people. And they just want to control you. And they want to tell you what to do. And they want to control your little spermies and your little lobies and... And they're doing it. And they're giving little injections to God knows what it's doing to the... There's all kinds of stories about the reproductive system, but I'm too spooky to even get into now. And I think there's going to be a huge millions of people that will be in this reality for a long time. And it'll just get darker and darker and darker. But guess what? Not going to be my reality. It's not your reality. You see, that's the whole fun thing about this work we do, and what, especially on Friday. Once you really get this, and why I just talk about it and so excited about it, your reality,
what you think, what you believe, what you image out there in mind is totally separate from all of that stuff. Unless you jump in there, the reality. So I've said it before, I can jump in and out of it because I'm good at it. It doesn't bother me. I'll talk about chest milk. I'll talk about forced vaccinations. I'm not, it doesn't affect me at all. Not one microsecond. Because it's just their little reality. I'll jump in just to play and talk about it. But I'm back to who I am. And then it's, they don't exist. That's one thing if you really get. Their reality doesn't even exist. Doesn't even exist unless you think it does. Now you understand that one and you win the game. Doesn't exist. And they say, wait a minute. No, I can see on TV there's New York. Well, now it exists because you just saw it. Doesn't exist. Your reality is in the entire world. That's it. That's it. Nothing else. And you choose, and I choose, who we let in, and who we want in our reality, and who we want to play with, and who we don't want to play with. And that includes everything from candida to viruses to terrorists to your next door neighbor to your ex-boyfriend. And you, when you don't want him in anymore, you just wish him well, which is why we say, may the blessings be. You're just saying, may they be there. You choose to do what you want with them rather than God bless you. It's a little softer. And then you're done. And if you want to let a virus in, go for it. If you want to let a chemtrail in, go for it. If you want to let, I don't know, somebody on your house to give you a shot, go for it. But I guarantee you, that if you would never give the idea of a mandatory vaccine another thought, it'll take a while before it winds down, not one iota, and really do it. So it doesn't even exist in your reality. It doesn't even exist. It's not possible for somebody to ever even approach you. Because the only way they'd approach you is when you think they're real. And you can take that to the bank. And I would challenge anyone to prove me wrong on this one. And I'd also guarantee that any and all good quantum mechanics, quantum physics guys, the Rupert Sheldrakes and all these people, they would totally agree. Kaufman and I and Lando talked about it. This is just how it is. It's so simple and so simple and so beautiful and so powerful that it's just those two things just have a hard time for most to get with because it's too simple and too powerful. But the deal is, as we know this, then we have to be responsible for every thought that we create. And we don't, it's not really a thought, it's a state of consciousness. Something else you can contemplate on. The idea that there's a thought, you know, that you're washing dishes and a thought comes through and that thought is separate from you. Well, it's not. That's a state of consciousness where you jump into that state of consciousness for that moment. So if you're afraid of something like, I don't know, you've got this fear of sharks and you're there for 30 seconds while you're washing dishes, you're in that shark state of consciousness. And then when you move out of it, you're not in there anymore. So you're not separate from the thought. There's no separateness anyway. That's one of the things the yogis don't get. And one of the things that I spent kind of 30 years not figuring out, of observing thoughts. And it's just a waste of time. You spend your whole life observing thoughts, and you're just jumping from one state of consciousness to another, bouncing around like a ping pong ball. And that's one of the reasons why most of the yogic traditions and the Buddhist tradition and all that is cool, but they're all in the mental plane, Buddhist, and it's nice, but they're lacking. There's more. There's always more, which is why most of the, you know, most of the, like, you look at India, they got all these gurus over there telling them about God and stuff, and it's just incredibly dangerous. It's a poor, sick country spiritually. There's some beautiful places in India, but, you know, if they had this many gurus out there that really knew what the hell they were doing, you know, they would be in a lot better shape than they are. Just my opinion. I don't know why I'm so feisty this morning. I'm just kind of getting over most of, I'm losing a little patience with a lot of stuff. Just because, you know, you get tired of. But we do what we can, you know, I'm trying to do what I can. All right, now I'm going. Thank you, I love you. Thanks for your support. If you'd like to send us $10 a month, you can go on our website and donations and sign up. $20. You can send us $1,000 a month, I don't care. It'd be great. You'd like to buy some of our products, all over the website, all of them. That's how we, that's where we pay our bills. We don't get paid anything until you buy something, just so you know. We don't charge for advertising. Okay, so have fun. Dulo and I are down to the creek after a little smoothie. And I love you all very much. Thank you. May the blessings be. Appreciate your support. Thanks for putting up with me. I take care of yourself. Wait a minute. Oh. That didn't work. Let's try it again. Bye. We'll see you soon.
Broadcasting from the beautiful Hill Country in Texas, this is OneRadioNetwork.com.